This is Sunny 101.5 here at 741.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Man, this is, the more I think about this life hack,
yeah.
I do it without even realizing it. And I think it does work, to be honest with you.
Wow, I wonder what that is.
I haven't been getting much sleep lately. Yeah, no. No, I actually have to think to breathe some days.
Okay.
We gave Ellie the poor double whammy, right? We brought her to Build-A-Bear. She had to put all the binkies in the bear, and she said bye-bye to him.
Yeah.
And then if she did that, she got a big girl bed. So it was like two things. Let's take away, I mean, essentially taking away her best friend at that point,
right,
when
yeah.
you're that small.
Right.
And then let's change everything you know and you're comfortable with, a.k.a. a crib,
mm-hmm.
and rock your world with a big girl bed. So
yeah, that's a lot.
Needless that to say, sleep has been very little for me this week. But I've been doing this. I get up and I have a cup of coffee.
Yes.
And I watch a TV show.
Huh.
Or start to watch something that I enjoy.
Yeah.
And they say, if you're trying to wake up earlier, do something you enjoy when you first wake up. Whether it's watching an episode of your favorite TV show or putting together breakfast.
Don't you lay there and go, oh, I could get an extra half an hour if I don't watch that show?
No,
because I
not
would.
At all. That half hour to me is nothing. When I nap, it's 4.5 hours.
Oh, well,
I can't
gee,
do,
aren't you lucky? Is this where I throw something
no.
at him?
Ow! That was right in the head. The
you
last
just
time.
Nailed him.
I don't nap, though. That's the whole thing. I take one nap a year, and I make it count. That's
all.
I know.
Oh, it was just a little hand cream,
that's
tube.
Okay. HR, I'll be seeing you after the show.
Yeah, don't even have an HR.
Sure we do.
Oh,
it's
my gosh.
Henry, the new sales guy.
Yeah.
No, so they say whether it's watching a TV show or making breakfast, if you like to do that,
mm-hmm.
It'll help you develop a habit in waking up early.
It gives you something to look forward to, I guess.
Her habit of going 30 more minutes. That's really, if... I don't know. At that point,
I would venture to say most people don't think most people would go.
If 30 more minutes is going to change your go to bed 30 minutes sooner, if that's really going to be that,
well,
that's
best
not
laid
my
plans.
Mentality.
But life happens, just like you with Ellie. Life happens, and so
I try
to go to bed earlier, but you know,
I haven't seen bed before 10.
Well, hopefully your weekend will shape up
restful,
a little better.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm always looking for ways to improve my memory. Gosh, I just, the things I forget and not good. So, you know, one tip that I had never seen before, and I think there's probably something to this, write words with red ink, you know, like a red Sharpie on yellow paper. And there's something about that combination that experts say helps you to retain them.
Really?
Right. So can you imagine, you know, meeting someone and taking out your little yellow lined paper and writing their name in red Sharpie?
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, then probably something to that.
Yeah.
All right. I think there's a possibility that somebody used this one already, but I'm going to do it again anyway. An empty Pringles can. What?
I have a story.
Okay, an empty Pringles can makes for a perfect container for your raw spaghetti.
No, I don't think we've done that.
Yeah,
get
we
that
did.
One? Well,
I think I did.
You think you
yeah,
did?
Yeah,
well,
I did.
Oh,
man. See,
but
I need to start writing.
Though, because the spaghetti always is falling out of, you know, when you only use a partial box, then it's falling all over the floor, and I think that's a great one.
You know,
it's worth repeating.
If I wrote my life hack in red ink, I would have remembered.
Yeah. Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a bit easier.